Chapter 12, The Richest Nation in the World, with Third World Status for Children. Nicolette, a 12-year-old girl from New York, is one of the many child prostitutes that are mostly locked away because residential treatment programs specializing in the treatment of prostitutes under 16 do not exist, according to the New York Times, Finding a Future for a Troubled Girl with a Past, September 2004. Incarceration is needlessly punitive and victimizes abused children like criminals. Easily intimidated, young girls lack the confidence or emotional mental ability to escape the hardened pimps who have recruited them and lead truly wasted lives. Quote, youth are more likely to be victimized in the adult court system. Children who are held in adult prisons are 8 times more likely than young people in juvenile facilities to commit suicide, 5 times more likely to be sexually assaulted, 2x as likely to be beaten by prison staff, and 50% more likely to be attacked with a weapon. The shift towards trying more children as adults raises basic concerns about fairness. End quote. This from the Children's Defense Fund, State of America's Children, 2001. California has a greater gross domestic product than all but 6 nations. In 2001, California had a GDP greater than all but 4 other nations. In 2003, Minnesota had a greater gross domestic product than Mexico, Austria, Poland, Saudi Arabia, Norway, Denmark, Finland, Turkey, Venezuela, and many other countries. When we are discussing how to care for poor people, old people, young people, mentally ill people, it's not really about the money. We are arguably the richest nation on the planet, ever. Yet, children living in poor countries from Mexico to India are more likely to be vaccinated against major childhood diseases than they are in America. While they may exist, I have not discovered any meaningful programs in my community for abandoned gay or lesbian youth, or those neglected and abused children who have become child prostitutes. It will cost us less if we choose to see that the Nicolettes of our community obtain the treatment and services they need to become normal, functioning members of our society than if we allow her to devolve into the life of drugs, crime, and poverty that she is now guaranteed. Her social costs and the cost of her children and her children's children will reach many millions of dollars in a short time. According to the Minnesota Council on Foundation in 2004, more than 90% of youth serving nonprofits have been forced to cut staff, hours, programs, service levels, or quality. In the previous 2 years, more than 2,400 youth have been turned away from programs and services they once got from the nonprofits in the survey. Nearly 2/3 of the nonprofits reported a decline in government funding for their youth development programs in the previous 2 years, and a drop in funding from foundations and corporate grant makers. We have more conspicuous consumption in the U.S. than in any other nation in the world, but our child mortality rate, literacy rates, and per capita rates of incarceration have remained worse than most other industrialized nations for many years. It would be interesting to graph the international comparison of all the quality of life indices and see how many emerging countries, with a sliver of our GDP, were better able to care for their poor children. 23 industrialized nations have universal health care, paid maternal parental leave at childbirth, and family allowance child dependency grants. The U.S. does not. According to Harvard College Project on Global Working Families in 2002, many other nations have child-friendly requirements that America has not adopted. 75 other nations allow women to breastfeed at work. The U.S. does not. 95 other nations require employers to pay annual leave for illness. The U.S. does not. 44 other nations require employers to pay father's parental leave for childbirth. 38 other nations allow for early childhood preschool enrollment programs. The U.S. does not. Women who live in Bangladesh, Cameroon, Zambia, Brazil, Mexico, Finland, Norway, Sweden, France, Botswana, Denmark, and about 110 other countries offer working mothers between 25 and 100% of their wages as paid leave for 12 weeks or more upon the birth of their child. Mongolia offers 17 weeks at 70%. Iran, 16 weeks at 66%, and Canada, 50 weeks at 55% pay. One of very few countries, like Swaziland, the U.S. doesn't provide for paid leave for childbirth. The absence of health insurance coverage causes 18,000 unnecessary American deaths annually, according to the New York Times, from an article in January of 2005. The World Health Organization ranked the countries of the world in terms of overall health performance, and the U.S. was 37th. From the article, The European Dream, by Jeremy Rifkin, Penguin Publisher, 2004. In my work to research information for this book, it has become clear that the rest of the industrialized nations seek to include their entire populations for social programs and a better quality of life. Equally clear to me is the obvious policies of exclusion that are practiced in America that keep poor people from daycare, health care, early childhood programs, quality education, or many other quality of life programs that are available to the rest of the industrialized world. It's hard to know which interest groups are fighting paid leave and universal insurance harder, business groups, politicians, or we the people. Many low-wage workers lose their jobs when they take time off for the complications of childbirth. Basic health care for poor children in America is a growing problem. Call to action. Understanding why children need pre-K education, health care, and parents able to provide basic necessities to thrive is a first step towards supporting badly needed social programs that accomplish these goals. Become an advocate for child-friendly legislation. Get interested. Get involved. Participate in or send money to a program you believe is addressing the issues. Find out about positive quality of life programs in other states and other countries. It is up to those of us who know and care to bring these issues to the attention of the media and our politicians. Sensible legislation would clear away many obstacles to improvement. Voting for child-friendly social programs gives a mom a chance to put her child in daycare. Paying daycare workers a livable wage would attract more talented people to the profession. End the underfunded and poorly run child care that is almost unique to America among the industrialized nations. Don't accept the political argument that third world status is good enough for us. We deserve more. Stand and fight for your rights as a citizen. Send a letter to your state representatives and let them know you stand for the rights of poor people and children. Let your legislators know how you want your tax dollars spent. Americans should be able to enjoy the same luxuries as do people from Zambia, Mexico, and Cameroon. Tell your legislators that you support child-friendly programs.